Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis, the last line on Daf Yud Alfam Beis, and the Gemara continues to discuss the dinim of Ibar Shana. And although nowadays we have a set calendar, and the calendar is set up in a 19-year cycle, and during every 19 years, there are 7 leap years in year 3, 6, 8, 11, 12, 17, and 19. However, it used to be, as we saw in our Mishnah, that Bezin would decide when there should be an Ibar Shana. Our Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Im Abbas Hashana B'Shnei Ravin, Bezin would not institute a leap year during a year, which is a famine, as if they would do so, then Pesach would be pushed off by 30 days, and the bringing of the Oima would be pushed off by 30 days. And as Rashi at the top of Daf Yud Beis and Aleph states, Lefisha Kala Tfuah B'tzvichin Lechol Mana Chadosh, as Lemaisa the Tfuah will be finished, and they have to eat from Chadosh, and therefore we don't want to delay the bringing of the Oima. Gemara continues with the Braisa that supports this idea, as Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rebbe Oimer, or as some agrees, Rebbe Oimer, or Rebbe would state, as the Pesach that's speaking about Elisha in Malachim Beis states, the Ish as we will explain, that we see from the Pasuk, although this year was roy to be a Shnasi Ibar, as the grains were late to grow, and even so, they did not institute a leap year, and as we will see, that when they brought this grain to Elisha, it was already after the second day of Pesach, and it was already after they brought the Karban Omer, and therefore Elisha told the people that were with him that they could eat this grain immediately, and there was no need to wait until the Oima was brought, as Chodesh was already Mutar. The Pasuk teaches us that a person came from a place called Baal Shalisha, and he brought to Elisha Lechem of Bikurim, which refers to newly ripened grain, and as Rashi says, Lechem Bikurim, Lechem Aviv, Mashma She'ach Shefhoye Mivaker. The Pasuk continues to tell us that it was 20 loaves of bread, a barley. We know that generally people eat wheat bread and not barley bread, and from the fact that they brought bread made out of barley, so it must be that the Chitim, which generally ripens after barley, not yet ripened. And even though this area of Baal Shalisha was usually the earliest area of Eretz Yisrael, it would ripen. And as the Gemara states, "Ve'in l'chalal bechol Eretz Yisrael u'bashal perisera yosim Baal Shalisha va'afli pikein le'bichra elamenechad." And even so, only grain that was already ripened was barley and not chitim. And the Gemara states, "Shem etchem chitim tamalim esayim." And if you will think that they actually brought wheat, they actually only had barley at that point. "Shem etchem lefnei ha'imer." And if you're going to think that it was actually before the imer, and they wouldn't have eaten this bread, that we see Elisha told the people that they could eat this bread, and therefore Acha Imaya must be that the Korban Imah was already brought, and therefore Chodesh was Mutar. That certainly this year should have been an Ibishana, as the mice of the grains did not yet grow. If the grains didn't grow, then certainly the fruits wouldn't have grown on time. Therefore, really, it should have been a leap year based on Aviv and Peiris Ilan. The Brisa explains it would play Malo Ibra Elisha, and why is it that Elisha did not make it into an Ibishana? It's because it was a year of famine. Elisha wanted to make sure that they could bring the Korban Omer as early as possible, as the people were starving. Therefore, they were running to the Beis Hakoneis. Or as the Yad Ramah explains, that Elisha was concerned that people would be over on the Issa of Chodosh, and they would run to the Beis Hakoneis and even eat the grain prior to bringing of the Omer, and therefore he wasn't Ma'abed Hashana. Ayin Rashi, Shishnas B'tzeris Ha'isa B'kroi Mishkachas La, that we see this before in the Pasuk, that it was a year of famine. And Ayin Rashi do a maskal emma we really saw Issa Shana Zaba, ala Ovid because of Ovid, Sheshagi and Isan and Dai Lehoy Rave Ovid, Tala Achashisha Asubinisan Le Bichru El Sarin, Velikarina Bei Chodesh Ovid. It's mashma from Rashi that there was only one reason to be Ma'abed Shana, and Lechira, we learned previously that the only way to be Ma'abed Shana is based on two reasons. Ayin Taisis at the top of Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, Ruya Hisa Issa Shana Shitisaba, Mim Taima Minole, Dilma Ovid Hudle Hava, Al Peris Ilan Vitkufa Hava Kitikunan, Vamir and Dal Echo. Taisus explains, as we explained the Gemara, how do you know that this actually was a problem in Eva Yadin and Golol, and Lechir, it only seems that there was a problem in Yehuda, and therefore certainly nothing was ripened in the area of Eva Yadin and Golol. And Taisus, who continues, and how do we know it wasn't Ibishana? It would be impossible that they didn't find other iminim that already ripened if it was already after the im was brought. And the Gemara continues, Tanar Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, im abin seshana lefnei rashana, v'mabru einam uberes, alim pliatchak, ma'abin eisa achar rashana miyad, v'afal pikein, im abin el adar. Now, how do we know the Gemara is that the Braisa is teaching us prior to rashana, Bezin would not sit down to calculate and decide and announce that this year should be a leap year, as Rashi states, in Yeshim Bezin Kaidim Rashana La Ayan Veloima Tesab Shanazu Bishnea Darim, Pnei Sheshikha Bedava Kaidim Sheagia, Umizazli Bechomets, as potentially people will forget that this year will be a leap year, on Tesbav Adashani, they will consider that Pesach, and then in the next month, when it's really Pesach, they will eat Chomets. The Brisa states that if Bezin does so, then it's not considered a valid Ibishana. The Brisa continues that Beshasaf Chak, then Bezin could be Ma'abed Hashana immediately after Rosh Hashanah, and Rashi explains that the Tchak would be Shem Eloi Yehisham Bezin Mufla Samach La'ada, that maybe Bezin Mufla would not be around close to Ada, and we previously learned that we need a Bezin Mufla, or Shem Yavi HaMelech HaDaimi V'Yakev Al Yodin, or they concerned that the Roman government will hold them back from being Ma'abed Hashanah, and therefore they come Ma'abed Hashanah immediately after Rosh Hashanah, and as Rashi states, Umaydiyin L'Goyla Achar Rosh Hashanah Miyad She'avrenu, and the Brisa finally teaches us that even though the Bezin has a right to make a leap year, however, the month that they have to double is Adar. They can't double over or repeat any other month. And Taisus brings him a card, the Chsiv, as a Pasuk in Megillus Esther states, L'chodesh Ne'emasar hu chodesh Adar, and V'im Abren achas b'shar chadoshim lo'i havi Adar Shne'emasar. And the Mefarshim are bothered that how could we learn this halacha from Haman? And they explain that L'maisa Megillus Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh, and therefore we're learning from the actual writing of the Megillus Esther, which was done Baruch HaKodesh. Gemara continues, Eini, that how can you say that you can't be mechashev in order to make a leap year prior to Rosh Hashanah, maisa during a period where there was persecution, and therefore they weren't allowed to be ma'abed Hashanah, and they didn't want the government to know that they would be ma'abed Hashanah, so they sent an encrypted message to Rabbah, as the Gemara states, Vashalchu leil Rabbah, zug bar merekes, v'tafsu nesher, uviyodim dvarim anasim beluz, u'mayni u'tcheles, v'schus harachim, v'schusam, yatsu b'shalayim, v'amusi reichin nachshar, im bichshu l'kvay, nesiv echad, v'leinich l'adem elaz, av balis sufis nesafu, v'kavlein etziv echad, b'yerach shemes b'yaren akayin. Rashi has mefarish this riddle to us, and he explains that zug, shnei talmid chamim, there were two talmid chamim that came from Rekes, which we know from the Gemara Masechta Megillah refers to Tveria. They were detained by Persian soldiers, and as Rashi says, v'tafsu nesher chel pasayim, these two people were carrying with them those things which were produced in Luz, which was referring to the Tcheles, and as Rashi explains, Tcheles peluzais, and they saw that Tcheles was manufactured in Luz, k'arminu b'saita, he Luz shetzayim b'tcheles, and l'maisa, they had a schus of rachmim, and their own schusim, they were able to get away from the detention from the Persian soldiers, and they were able to come in peace, and they also gave a message that Musa Yerechi Nachshayin, as Rashi says, Nasi Sheber Tzol, Shu Mizera Nachshay Ben Aminoda, Rishon L'Nasiyim, that the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, which is called Nachshayin, because he comes from the children of Nachshay Ben Aminoda, who was the first of the Nasiyim for Shevet Yehuda, he was an officer that came from the Yerech, or the loins of Nachshayin, and Nasi wanted to be Kaveya, an extra Nitziv, referring to an officer, was Rashi explaining that this refers to an extra month, and he wanted to make the year into a leap year. However, the Romans made a Gzeirah Shmat against Klal Yisrael, they wouldn't allow them to make a leap year. However, even so, they gathered together and they would kaveya an extra month, and they did so in the month when Aaron died, which is referring to Av, and as we know, that Aaron HaKohen died on Rosh Chodesh Av. Maisa, we see that B'Shas Atchak, you could be Ma'abin Rosh Hashanah, even in Flei Rosh Hashanah, even in Av. The Gemara responds that although the Brisa stated, Im Ma'abin Rosh Hashanah, Flei Rosh Hashanah, Vim Bubu, Einim Uberes, however, Chashuvim Mechashvei, Galuy Eloi Megalu, that even though you can't be Megalu and you can't reveal that we made it a leap year, however, B'Shas Atchak, the Chacham could get together and they could make a decision that the following year should be a leap year. However, as Rashi stated, Mepnei Hashicha, prior to Rosh Hashanah, even B'Shas Atchak, they can't announce to the Tzibor that the coming year will be a leap year. The Gemara continues, Mei Mashmud, Hai Netziv, Lishna Diyahu, that how do we know that the Lashon Netziv is referring to a month? The Gemara brings a raya from Shlomo HaMelech, as the Pasuk of Melachim Al states, Vil Shlomo, Shnei Mosin Netziv, Mal Kol Yisrael, Vil Chulklu Asa Melech, Ves Besai, Chodesh Bashana, Yia Ala Echel Chulkel. We see that Shlomo appointed officers to go and collect taxes from Klal Yisrael in order to support the Melech, as well as the government, and Lamaisa, each officer was appointed over 1 month, therefore we borrowed the term Netziv when referring to a month. Gemara continues and asks, that how can you say that Shlomo HaMelech had 12 different offices, but the Pasuk states in Netziv Echad HaShem Ba'aretz, and it seems that there was only one officer that was in charge of taxes, and the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda Rab Nachman, there's machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda Rab Nachman, Chad Omer Echad Munal Kulam, Chad Omer Keneged Chodesh Ibar, that one explains that although the Pasuk states that it was in Netziv Echad, that is referring to the supervisor that supervised all 12 of the other officers, and one of the Manda Abram state, that certainly Shlomo HaMelech had 12 officers for 12 months, but if there was an Ibishana, then there was an additional officer for the 13th month. And before we continue, let's read the Lashon of the Yad Ramah, who explains the reason why we're not ma'abed Hashana prior to Rosh Hashanah differently than Rashi, as Rashi explains, it's because of Shikha, and the Yad Ramah states that Achshashish le'yomu el be'olibru, as people shouldn't think that since Bezdin was already ma'abed Hashanah, then it must be they added an additional elul. They won't keep Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot properly, and they'll come to eat on Yom Kippur, as they will think that it's elul sheni. However, you continue that you could be ma'abed Hashanah right after Rosh Hashanah, the ma'achav yachlof Rosh Hashanah, as since it was already Rosh Hashanah, le'matz le'meima el be'olibru, then people won't mistake and think that they were ma'abed Hashanah and elul. And my amrit ami tishrei b'tishrei ibru inami ma'cheshvin ma'cheshvin. And even if you'll say that people will make a mistake and they'll think that they were ma'abed tishrei ocheshvin, kiven the chazul the ikbu Rosh Hashanah b'hayach gufei sule asim nechova the kul yom tovim the tishrei bas Rosh Hashanah asli, since they will immediately see that we're keeping Rosh Hashanah on the first day of Tishrei, so then they'll realize that this month is a proper month to keep Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and it won't be asi l'dechova, even if they would think that we were actually ma'abed Tishrei or Cheshvin or Kislev, etc. But that won't actually cause any chova, as the next Yom Tovim will be during Nisan. Surely they will keep Pesach in a proper month. And also, Ayin Yad Ramah, that although we mentioned from Taisis that the Makar that when Abba El Adar is based on the Pasuk of Megillas Esther, however, the Yad Ramah states that it's based on the Svara, Lefish Iba Hashanah Tali Ba'avavu Peris Ilan, Vina Dovin Noida Brave Hashanah Miyu Mukdam Maimucharin El Mashiagi Adar, and the Meister Matthias is not known until much later in the year, Lefigo Gazu Shali Abu El Adar, Kadeshi Regilam Khoshan El Hampton Adar, Miru Shetrichim Abba, Ya Abu Adar Ba'adar, and then he brings down from the Mechulta that the Pasuk states Shomer Shoydish Aviv, Samuch La Aviv Atam Abba, Ve'ezeze, Zaada, Veleshamadam Mikamam Abba, Vadin Nisan Achoydish Miss Abba, Vashon Miss Aberis, Machoydish Echod Lumenuyov, Afshana Echlumunia, just like a Chodesh Malay is one extra day, which is one out of 30 days of the Chodesh. Similarly, when adding on time to a Shana, since a Shana is based on months, so therefore we add on an additional month. This is the Makar that when Abba Adar, Bahainu Adar, the Nisan have reached with Chodesh Hashana, the Chsev, Chodesh Zelachem, Reish Chadoshim, Ayin Sham. Our Gemara continues, Tanar Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, Im Abin Sashana, Lemi Shana Chaverta, Vulay Shal Shanam Zuachazu, and if Bezim makes a cheshbin and they decide that the next year will require to be a leap year, they can't say that instead of making the next year a leap year, we will make this year a leap year. And similarly, 3 years in a row are not made as leap years. And Rabbi Shimon, Meister Rabbi Kiva, Shoyachovish Beis Asurim. Rabbi Shimon states it was a story of Rabbi Kiva that he was captured and he was in Beis Asurim. And some explained this was right before Rabbi Kiva was killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, and he was one of the Sarah Rugamachas, the Ibishal Shalom Zuachazu, and they wore Ma'abba 3 years in a row. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon brings the story of Rabbi Kiva as a raya against the Tanakhama. The Brisa tells us Omuloy that Chum responds to Rabbi Shimon Misham Raya. They can't bring raya from the case and the story of Rabbi Kiva that Bezin Yoshua Kavu Achas Bezbano. And the story with Rabbi Kiva, they were in Ma'abba 3 years in a row, and they just went through the calendar with Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva told them which years they should be Ma'abba in the future, and when it got to those years, then they were Ma'abba Hashana based on Rabbi Kiva's original calculation and based on them sitting down and deciding to actually make this year Ibishana. Let's see Rashi Dibu Maskal of Leishol Shalom Zuachzu Shim Kain Mishtanis Hashanah Mitikunam Uboloi Nisan Shlishi Be'emtza Kayetz. As if you do so, then Pesach will come out much later in the calendar, and instead of being in the spring, it'll be during the summer. Gemara answered Bezdin Yashvu V'Kavu Kolachas V'Achas Bezmana V'Lei Ibru Gidmul Shalom Ritzufis V'Lei Zuachzu Hayu Elam Pesha B'Kivu Chacham Gadol Haya U'Baku B'Iba Shana V'Oimid Lihareg Bo Bezdin V'Yashvu Imoy V'Einu B'Ibru Gidmul Shalom V'Lei Ritzufis Al Kolachas Bezmana D'Aminu P'Neyat Chak Chashuv Mechashvina Gluya Le Maglinon. Therefore, they made the cheshbon with Rabbi Kiva well before all three of these leap years. And let's keep in mind that according to this pshat, the Chacham hold that it's mutter to calculate which year should be in Ibishana well before the actual years of that leap year. Only thing that the Chacham did at a later point was they actually announced that this year will be a leap year. However, Rashi then continues Lishna Achrina, and he brings another pshat. V'loy gimel shanam zuachazu tanakam nami b'haka asa shle ainu b'ibishal shanam zuachazu b'yeshiva achas v'afid la'abim b'zmanon, that even the Tanakam agrees they can't calculate the year that should be a leap year prior to the year. Vize, the Gemara's Teretz is Misham Raya Bezin Yashvu Achrechem B'chol Shnas Ibo V'Ibo V'Kavu Lo Samcho Al Isaminyan. When the proper year came for the leap year, then Bezin was in Semich on the original calculation, and they made their own calculations. El Fishay Rabbi Kiva Chacham Gadol Ainu B'Shloshtam B'Yomav. They looked into it while Rabbi Kiva was still alive, but ultimately they made their own cheshbin, and they also announced Ibishana in its proper time. And let's see Teitz Diba Maskev Leishal Shalom Zuachazu Pirish Ritzufa Ishleyavi Nisan Pesach Be'emtza Kayetz Kedah Pirish Be'kudris. And Taisus bothered V'Ksas Kasha the Ma'ir Yisholish. Then why is the din that you can't have three in a row? Afilu Shtayim Nami, the same problem should be if you had two in a row. Taz then continues, V'oyed the Kamer of Shimon, Maisa Rabbi Kiva, She'ibba Gimel Shalom Ritzufas, Rabbanim Hadrilei, Bezin Yashuv, V'kavu, Kolachas Bezmano, Hirish, and Rashi explain, V'olei Ritzufas Hayu, Be'in Alashim Ashbekein, and this is not the Mashmai Sele Gemara, and therefore, V'nira, Kolashin Achash Perish, but contrast, De'im Abram Gimel Shalom, Hainu, She'in Kavim, Pamachas, Liyashol Shalom, Ubaris, Kolachas Bezmano, Lepirze, Lo Yitachin, Masha Perish, Bishon Al Chaverta, the Mashma, the Moidir of Shimon, Bereisha, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues, Tanar Rabbanim, we learned to the Braisa, Im Abram Shashon, Loi Beshvias, Loi Bemasai Shvias, Bezda would not be Ma'aba Shana, not during the year Shemitah, and not the year after Shemitah. And as Rashi explains, Loi Beshvias, Lefishmerich and Alein, Issa Vidis Kaka, as that would lengthen the restriction of working with the Kaka for an additional month. And similarly, Loi Bemasai Shvias on Shminis on the eighth year, as by pushing off Pesach and the bringing of the Oima for 30 days, that would cause issues, Lefish Kala Yoshan, Umarich and Alein, Issa Chadosh. And Gemara continues, Im Sai Regin Laber, Erishvias, and as Rashi explains, Lahislam Chidish, Lavidis Kaka, they specifically would try to make an Ibishana on Erish Shemitah in order to allow people an extra 30 days to work on the land. Gemara tells us, Shal Beis Rav Gamliel, Hoy Ma'abim Matzei Shvias, that during the time of Rav Gamliel, they would be Ma'abim Shana on Matzei Shvias and on the eighth year. The Gemara explains why by Beis Rav Gamliel they weren't Makbid on this, and the Tanakhama stated, Im Abim Matzei Shana, Loi Be Matzei Shvias, and the Gemara states, So Plukta Dahani Tanoi, the Tanya Im Avin Yarek Mechutz Laretz, Rabbi Sinu Tiru, My Benayo was the Sfaras of Machlekes between the Tanakhama that states, Im Avin Yarek Mechutz Laretz, that you can't bring vegetables from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Seinu Rilmata to bring vegetables from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Emiyo Chayshlo Gushen Ikebenau that the Nafkamina is that since we know that there's Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, either as Rashi says that the land of Chutz La'aretz is Metam Ba'oil, or as Taisus says that's Metam B'Magav U'Masa, but ultimately are we Chayshish that by bringing in vegetables from Chutz La'aretz will also bring some of the dirt from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael, and that will cause Tumah in Eretz Yisrael? Hanakam is Chayshish for that, and therefore he states in Mivirin Yarek Mechutz La'aretz. However, Rabbi Seinu Tiru, they are not choishish for this issue. Similarly, the Tanakhama held like the Tanakhama of this Braisa, and they held in Mivirin Yarek Mechutz La'aretz. Therefore, by extending Shemitah in the eighth year, that will cause people not to have food, and they won't be able to import Tfuah from outside of Eretz Yisrael. However, Beis Rav Gamliel held like Rabbi Seinu that it's mutter to bring Yarek from Chutz La'aretz, and therefore, during the eighth year, even if you only add an additional 30 days, that won't harm people, as L'maisa they're able to import other vegetables and other crops from outside Eretz Yisrael, as we are not choishish l'gushrein, and as Rashi explains that Beis Rav Gamliel was not choishish im kila yoshon the kesav mvin yarek utfu im chutz laretz l'Eretz Yisrael ma'isa shecharshu v'zara b'shvias v'tiyam oimish al shvias and ayin yirambam in hilchus kiddush achidish in perik dalid where he states yirali shezesha amru chachamim eim ha'abim b'shnasru ava inu b'shvias shelo ya'abru behem b'plei tzerech hadrach v'akshara muchi yitz behem avam hoysa ashanu u'ilis abim p'leat kufa oim p'leat ava v'peris ilon ma'abim l'oilim b'chol zman ayin shom. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Im Abin Seshon Pleatuma, Rabbi Yehuda Im Ma'abin, the Tanakhama hold that Bezin would not be Ma'abin Ashana because of Tuma, and Rabbi Yehuda says that we would be Ma'abin Ashana, and Rashi explains, what are we referring to? Kagoyin Shoy Nasi Choyla, Vamdu Lamos Ere Pesach, Oishish Yom Koydim Viu Tmeim, even if Bezin estimated and evaluated that the Nasi who was sick was going to die on Ere Pesach or within 6 days of Pesach, and therefore there would be a Chiev and obligation on all of Klai Yisrael to go to the Levaya, and Roiv of Klai Yisrael will be Tamei, Aisha Rubin Tmeim B'Seif Adar, or if Roiv of Klai Yisrael was already Tamei at the end of Adar, the Kosa Eifa Parav Ein Yechel Limse Achsha Paraduma, and we know that we won't have enough Paraduma for the entire Klai Yisrael, and Maisa we will have to bring in the Korban Pesach B'Tuma, the Tanakhama hold that would not be a reason to be Ma'abed Hashanah, as Maisa even though Roiv of Klai Yisrael will be Tamei, there's still a possibility of bringing the Korban Pesach, and therefore we wouldn't be Ma'abed Hashanah. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that we'd rather be Ma'abed Hashanah, and this way we'll push off the Korban Pesach by 30 days. We'll be able to bring the Korban Pesach b'tayra. And the Braisa continues, Om Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya, the Maisa b'chizki melech Yehuda. There was a story with chizki melech Yehuda, she'ibas Hashanah m'pnei ha'tuma, that after his father died, and Klai Yisrael started keeping the mitzvahs, but the Maisa they were tamei because they were serving Avodah Zarah. And as Rashi, 2 lines from the bottom of the Amid states, she'nitmu b'mei achaz aviv me'avodah zarah, sh'leichosh l'tayra, v'yichizkiyo ma'chzino l'mutav, v'yodah sh'leyaspiku kulun loviv l'tayra ala Pesach, v'yiba Hashanah. Therefore, Chizkiyah decided to make it a leap year, and this way he gave Klai Yisrael an additional 30 days to become Tar. The Gemara continues with the story with Chizkiyah, Ubikish Rachman Latzbai, and Lemaisa Chizkiyah felt that he did the wrong thing, and therefore he was Bevakish Rachman. The Chziv, as the Pasuk states in Devar Yomim, Ki Marbis Ha'am Rabbis Me'afraim Menashe Yisachir Zvulon, Lo Yitaru Ki Achlus HaPesach B'loika Kosov, Rashi immediately points out that there seems to be a stira in Rabbi Yehuda himself, as Rabbi Yehuda is bringing a raya that Chizkiyah actually was ma'abed Hashana, and then he himself admits that Chizkiyah actually was mevakish rachmam on himself. He felt that he did the wrong thing and he shouldn't have been ma'abed Hashana. And the pasuk states ki achlos haPesach b'leik haKasav, that they ate the Pesach improperly and he pushed off the Karm Pesach for 30 days improperly. And as Rashi states at the top of Yud Beis and Beis, she'ibes Hashana m'pnei haTumah sh'leik haDas. And we continue on Daf Yud Beis and Beis. Rabbi Shimon stated in m'pnei haTumah b'ru m'uberes, if l'maisa the reason why he was ma'abed Hashana was because of Tumah, then it's considered a valid ibes Hashana. Therefore, that's not the reason why Chizkiyah was mevakish rachmam al atzmai. Elu m'pnei ma'abikish rachmam al atzmai she'im abim al adav who ibes nisa b'nisan, because the only time that he can ma'abed Hashana is while it's still Adar. He was ma'abed Hashana when it was already Nisan. The Gemara will discuss the Shita Rav Shimon a bit later. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda im Mishim Rav Shimon mepnei shehisis Yisrael lasis Pesach Sheni. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda states in the name of Rav Shimon that Chizkiyah actually did not make an ibes Hashana. Instead, he told those in Klal Yisrael that were Tamei that they can't bring Karm Pesach on Yudal Nisan. Instead, he delayed them and he told them they have to bring their Karm Pesach on Pesach Sheni. And l'maisa he was wrong, as the Gemara will explain. And that's the reason why he was Bikish Rachma Malatzbai. And the Gemara continues, Amamar, and the Gemara will now go through this Brisa in detail. Maisa, the Brisa started, Eim Abin Sashana Mepreya Tumah, and Yehuda Eim Abin. The Gemara is Medayik that if Reb of Klal Yisrael was Tamei, why would Rabbi Yehuda say that you have to be Ma'abin Hashana? Alma Isle Rabbi Yehuda, Tumah Dechuyu Betziba, and it must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that we don't hold that Tumah is Hutra Betziba, and instead it's only Dechuya. Therefore, even though when Reb of Klal Yisrael is Tamei, we would allow you to go and bring the Karim Pesach B'Tumah, however, that is only B'diavad. L'chavchila, certainly would be better to bring the Karim Pesach B'Tayra, and therefore we would add on an additional month. And Ayin Rashi explains, Dechuya Betziba, Klema, Bekoshi Hutra Tumah Betziba, the Kol Kama, the Efshel Haduri, Laseisa B'Tayra Mahadrin, Ulakach Ma'abram, Kadesh Yasu B'Tayra, and the Tanakama hold that Tumah is Hutra B'Tziba, and therefore there is no need to make it ibes Hashana. And the Gemara now continues and asks, that how can you tell me Rabbi Yehuda hold Tumah Dechuya B'Tziba, but Tanya, what we learned in the Braisa, sits Ben Shiesh Nal Mitzchah, Ben Shein Al Mitzchah, Miratza, Div Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that it doesn't make a difference if the tzitz is on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, or if it's not on his forehead, it's still going to be Miratza on any carbon that's brought B'Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Imel, Oida Al Mitzchah Miratza, Ein Oida Al Mitzchah, Ein Miratza, that the only time that the tzitz has the power to be Miratza on a carbon is only if the tzitz was on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol at the time that that carbon was brought B'Tumah. However, if the tzitz was not on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol at that time, then the tzitz would not have the power to be Miratza. And Amalei Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon responded to Rabbi Yehuda, Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur mi'chiyach she'ein al mitzchah imuratza, that we know that when Kohen Gadol goes to flannel flim on Yom Kippur, that certainly in kategan asaregah, and therefore he wore the big day lovin and not the big day zav. And it's pashut to the Gemara that even though the Kohen Gadol was not wearing the tzitz at that time, if the carbon were brought to B'Tumah, that the carbon would still be valid. And Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda responded to Rabbi Shimon, Hanach le'Yom Kippurim she'tumah hutra b'tziba, the reason why a carbon brought by the Kohen Gadol when he's only wearing the big day lovin will be valid, even if it's brought B'Tumah, is not because of the tzitz, but it's because the kabbonis that the Kohen Gadol is bringing is a carbon tziba, and the klal of Tumah Hutra B'Tziba applies, and therefore the carbon would be valid, and therefore we see clearly the Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tumah Hutra B'Tziba, and the Gemara continues, V'lotameich, that it seems from your question that you think that the prior brisa that we mentioned is actually genuine, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumah Dechuya B'Tziba, l'maisa, even if you don't have your stira, I will still prove to you that this brisa cannot be genuine and can't be what Rabbi Yehuda actually stated. V'lmaisa is a stira in the words Rabbi Yehuda Minei Obey, as in our version of the brisa, it stated Rabbi Yehuda Ima Abrin, Rabbi Yehuda hold that if Rav Klal Yisrael is Tamei, then will be Ma'abed Hashana. And then Rabbi Yehuda tried to bring a raya to his words, and he brought a raya from the story of Chizkiyah, as Ma'isa B'Chizkiyah Melch Yehuda Sheibis Hashana B'Tei HaTumah Hubikish Rachma Ma'atzmai. V'lmaisa, by the fact that Chizkiyah was Mevakish Rachma Ma'atzmai, so it must be that Chizkiyah actually felt that he did the wrong thing and he shouldn't have been Ma'abed Hashana, and therefore would be a raya against Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, by the fact that Rabbi Yehuda brought this story as a raya to his shita, must be that we actually have a wrong version of the brisa. El chesur mechsav achitoni, and the proper version of the brisa is as follows: that the Tanakhama held ein abin sashana mepnei tumah v'mebru muberes. Even though we hold tumah dechuya b'tziba, but the ma'isa that's not enough reason to allow bezdin and to require bezdin to be ma'abed hashana. If the ma'isa they do so, then it would be considered a leap year. However, if this version, Rabbi Yehuda ein muberes, Rabbi Yehuda states, even if you would make it a leap year, it would not be a leap year, as the ma'isa Rabbi Yehuda holds tumah hutra b'tziba. From Rabbi Yehuda, and to that Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from Chizkiyah that the ma'isa he was ma'abed hashana, and he really shouldn't have been Ma'abed Shana, and that's the reason why Chizkiyah was Bikish Rachmim al Atzmai. Gemara continues and asks, Ihachi, that if you're telling me that the Tanakhama actually holds that Ima Abed Shana and Pleya Tumah, the Mebru Mubaris, so when the Brisa brought down the third Shita and it stated Rab Shimon Ime and Pleya Tumah Mebru Mubaris, Hainu Tanakhama, so it seems that the Shita Rab Shimon is exactly the same Shita as the Tanakhama, and Amar Rava and Rava answers, L'chathchila k'benayu, that Nafkamina between the Shita Tanakhama and Rab Shimon is if you should be Ma'abed Shana, even L'chathchila, as the Tanakhama holds that even though Tum is the Chuy Betziba, you should still not be Ma'abed Shana L'chathchila, but if you Ma'abed B'diyevet, it would be Mubaris. However, Rab Shimon holds that since we hold the Tum at Chuy Betziba, therefore even L'chathchila, the Rabbanim were able to be Ma'abed Shana, and Ayin Rashi was bothered that the Loshin Rab Shimon is Mashma Loshin B'diyevet, as the Brisa stated, Rab Shimon Im Pe Tum Ebru Mubaris, and if Rab Shimon is teaching us a Din L'chathchila, then he should have stated Ma'abim Sashana Mepleya Tuma and Zok Rashi Va'aided Kam Rab Yehuda Einu Mubaris Ame Iu Mubaris and Vehu Adin L'chathchila Ayin Sham. And our Gemara now continues Tani Nami Hachi Ein Ma'abim Sashana Mepleya Tuma L'chathchila Rab Shimon Oimim Ma'abrin, and clearly we see that Tana Kama hold that you shouldn't be Ma'abim Sashana L'chathchila, but by the Eved you could be Ma'abim Sashana. And Rab Shimon holds that since Tuma is Dechuy B'tziba, therefore even L'chathchila you should be Ma'abim Sashana. In this way Klal Yisrael could bring the Karm Pesach B'tayra. And the Gemara now continues to explain the words of Rab Shimon in the Braisa, as Lefi Rab Shimon, Chizkiyah seems to have not done anything wrong, as L'chathchila he should have been Ma'abed Shana, and therefore Rab Shimon stated on Pnei Ma'abikish Rachman Latzboi, Shem Ma'abin Ala Adav, who Ibn Nisa Benisan. And the Gemara now continues to explain that part of the Braisa, as Omamah, Shem Ma'abin Ala Adav, who Ibn Nisa Benisan. It seems what Chizkiyah did wrong is that it was already Chodesh Nisan. He then went and said that instead of this being Nisan, it's actually Ad Sheni. And the Gemara now asks, for Lesli L'chizkiyah, HaChodesh Zelachem, Zen Nisan Ve'in Ach Nisan, that how could it be that Chizkiyah would make such a mistake, and certainly he would know the drasha that we dash him from the pasuk in Pashas Boy that states HaChodesh HaZelachem, and we learn that once it's already called Rish Chodesh Nisan, then certainly Midiraisa you can't turn this month from being Nisan into Ad Sheni, and how would it be possible that Chizkiyah made this mistake? Therefore the Gemara explains that certainly Chizkiyah did not make this mistake, but Tabed Shmuel, and Chizkiyah's mistake was in Din Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel Eim Abin Sashana Biyam Shleishim Ada Hal Roy L'Kayvin Nisan. That Shmuel taught us that you keep Ma'abed Shana on the 30th day of Adar, since on that day it really could be Alef Nisan, and Chizkiyah was Ma'abed Shana on the 30th day of Adar, and he now said that this is Ad Sheni. Chizkiyah held that we don't say such a svara, and even though it's Shleishim Shel Adar, Bezin still has the power to add on an extra Adar and to make it Ad Sheni. And the Gemara states that this is not only the din of Shmuel, but it's also a brisa as Tani Nami Hachi, and Ma'abed Shana b'yom Shleishim Shel Adar Hil V'roy L'Kayv Nisan, and even though it wasn't actually Chodesh Nisan yet, and therefore the din of Chodesh Zelachem doesn't apply. However, as Rashi says, B'yom Shloshim Shel Adar Im Lo Yashvat Heino B'Ibeshana Lo Yabru Oid Hol V'Yom Roy L'Kayv Nisan Im Hoya Adar Chasar. And as Rashi says, V'Iu Meikar Sava Hol V'Roy Le'Amina V'Ibra Lo B'Seif Hoyd L'Shmuel U'Bikesh Racham Im Al Atzmai. Finally, our Gemara continues and explains the fourth shita that we saw in the previous brisa, as Rab Shimon ben Yehuda Im Mishum Rab Shimon Mepleisha Hesis Yisrael Lasis Pesach Sheni. Chizkiyah was actually not Ma'abed Shana improperly. And the reason why he was Bikish Rachim on Latzbai is because he told those that were Tamei that they can't bring the Karm Pesach during Nisan, and instead they would have to bring it on Pesach Sheni. And our Gemara is, of course, bothered that L'chira, if Rav of Klal Yisrael was Tamei, then certainly Chizkiyah would not make a mistake and think that Klal Yisrael could not bring a Karm Pesach on Yudal Nisan. And therefore the Gemara is, Hechidami, that what was the scenario, and why would Chizkiyah make a mistake? And on Rav Ashi explains, Kagoin Shay Yisrael Mechzat Tamei and Mechzat Tarim, that the Zecharim and Klal Yisrael were half Tamei and half Tarim. And Adam and Farshim point out that certainly this is Lav Dafka, as it must be that most of the Zecharim were Tamei, and therefore based on the Zecharim alone, they should have been able to bring the Karim Pesach on Yudal Nisan. However, Noshim Ashlimus L'Tarim V'Oitvis Aleim, but when taking into account the women in Klal Yisrael, then there were more women that were Tar than Tamei, and therefore in total, there were more people that were Tar than Tamei, and therefore may Kar Savar, Noshim Barishan Kaiva, originally Chizkiyah thought that it's a Chiyah for women to bring a Karim Pesach and to eat from the Karim Pesach, and therefore making a calculation, if Rav Klal Yisrael is Tamei, then we have to take into account the women, and since when taking into account the women, then Rav people were Tar, therefore he didn't apply the din of Tamar Hodra B'tziba, and he told the people that were Tamei that they have to bring the Karim Pesach on Pesach Sheni, and as the Gemara explains, Avi Mutan Tmeim, Mutan Mitchel Pesach Sheni, or B'Sev Sava, and at the end result he realized that Noshim Barishan Rishus, the Havlu Tmeim Ruba, Verubalai Mitchel Pesach Sheni, that Lemaisin Noshim are considered Rishus, and therefore we don't take into account when deciding if Rav Klal Yisrael is Tamei, since Rav of the men were Tamei, therefore therefore he should have said that even the people that were Tameh could bring their Korban Pesach on Yudal and Nisan as Tumah Hutra B'tzibah, and that's why at the end result he was Bikish Rachamim al Atzmai. And in Rashi who says that Mechz is Lav Dafka, and Rashi in Diba Maschal Mechz also states, or Plukta Perka Isha, that this Machlekes is brought down in Psachim, the Ikelamanda Amen Noshim Chayva Bavos Pesach Rishon, the Ikelamanda Amen Noshim Rishos, the Chiske Me Karsav and Noshim Pesach Rishon Chayva Umitstarfu, Hilkel Havat Tmeh Mutu Umitru, Umusav Sav and Noshim Pesach Rishon Rishos, Volay Mitstafi, Vahavlu Tmeh Muba, the Ish Nitchel Pesach Sheni, the Ein Sibin Yidachin, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Gufo, we just mentioned a member of Shmuel, that Amen Shmuel, Ema Abin Sashana, Beyem Shalashin Shvada, Hoyo Vurey Lekhoi Nisan, and the Gemara asks, Ibu Mai, let's say on the 30th day of Adar, Bezdin decided to make a leap year, what would be the halacha? The Gemara tells us, Amu Ula, in Mekadosh HaChodesh, that Bezdin could do so, but they should not be Mekadosh the next Chodesh as Adar. As Rashi states, in Mekadosh HaChodesh, Loim Mekudosh Ula Adar Sheni, the Kivin the Roy Lekvay Nisan, Kurinim Beg Zayin Nisan Ve'inach Nisan, as since it's Roy to be Kvay Nisan, therefore you can't say that it's Adar Sheni, El Shaski, but they could be quiet, V'chimati Reishiach HaChrinim Mekadosh Lel Nisan, and then when the next Chodesh comes, there will be Mekadosh the next Chodesh as Nisan. Since Bezdin actually did not say the words that would be Mekadosh this month as Adar Sheni, then not going against the halacha of Zed Nisan ve'inach Nisan. The Gemara continues, Kitchumai, that let's say Bezdin was Mekadosh this month as Adar Sheni. So Amar Rabin, Rabbah held, Batal Ibor, that's not considered a valid Ibor, Lemaisa, they went against this halacha. Rab Nachman Omar and Rab Nachman hold that although it wasn't proper for them to be Mekadosh this month and make it Adar Sheni, but Mekudosh Me'ubor, but once they were Mekadosh it, then it's considered Mekudosh and it's considered a Bashana. Gemara continues, Omar Rav Rab Nachman, the Ravi asked the following question from Rab Nachman, that how can you say that Mekudosh Me'uba, Mechdei let us see, Mepuri Lepischa Tlasin Yamin Havi, that we know from Purim to Pesach is 30 days, when Mepuri Dashin and Bilchas of Pesach, and therefore from the point of Purim, we would dash in Hilchas of Pesach, the Tanya, as we little Brysa, Shalom Medersh and Hilchas of Pesach, Kaidon Pesach, Shalashim Yom, Rab Shimon Gamul Oymish Tesha Basais, we started discussing the Halachas of Pesach 30 days before Pesach, and Rab Shimon Gamliel states for 2 weeks, and therefore even according to Rab Shimon Gamliel, that we only discuss Hilchas Pesach for 2 weeks, if Vichimati Reshacha Merachinlei, also Zulu Bechomets, and if you're saying that even when it could have been Rish Chodesh Nisan, it's possible that Bezin will make this month into Adar Sheni, Lamaisad HaMoinam, that already learning Hilchas Pesach, would think that this year was not an Ibishana, they'll keep Pesach on Tezbav, which is really Adar Sheni, and they'll think it's Nisan. Lamaisa, in the next month, when it's really Nisan, they will actually eat Chomets, and that will cause them to be Mizalzel and Lissa Chomets. And in Rashi, Vikivin Dolei Bru, Kaidim Apurim, Vishomer Drosh Shilchas Pesach, Kihadim Ari Bezin Lashasa, Moidoy La Alma, and even they'll give notices to the people, Loi Mehemdil Luhu Lishluchi Bezin, the people will not believe the Shluchi Bezin, Umizalzel Bechomets. Lamaisa, from our Gemara, it seems that this question is only Shver according to Rav Nachman, but certainly this question is also Shver, even according to the Shita of Rabbah, that Batal Iba, as even Rabbah agrees that Bezin could make an Ibishana after Purim, and they could even decide to make an Ibishana on the 29th day of Adar, and therefore this question is really Shver and Rabbah as well. And Ayin in the Bam Tesis in the Abid that states that Amasis in the Idis, the Maisa of Perkin Nachdachin, that Hema Idu Shem Abbas Hashana Kol Adar, have a Masluk Shuye, that we could even ask this question on the Mishnah Masechtas Idis that's brought later on that Pei Zayin Amin Aleph, Ayin Sham, and the Maisa the Gemara answers on Malay, that Rab Nachman responded to Rava, made the idea the Shasim Abato Bechushbin Atali Mirza, that certainly the Hamoinam understand that Bezin has to make a Cheshbin in order to decide if this year should be a leap year. Therefore, even if they'll hear from the Shliach Bezin that Bezin decided that this year is the Ibishana and they'll get that message after Purim, they will still believe the Shliach Bezin as Amri, as they will say, Cheshbin Udloi Salkul Rabbanon Hadashta, that until this point Rabbanon did not make the Cheshbin in order to decide to make a leap year. We don't have to be Cheshish that Klai Yisrael will be Mizalzel in the Issa of Chametz. And before we finish, let's go back and make a few points. Number one, at the bottom of Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, the Gemara stated that Chizki was Ma'abed Hashanah Mepnei HaTumah, and Rashi explained Shedidbo Avodah Zarah, as the Gemara Daf Beis and Aleph teaches us that Avodah Zarah is Mitame like a mace, and even though the Tumas Avodah Zarah is only Rabbanon, Ma'isa Shah Shem Gazu Aleh, that's possible that even in time of Chizki, this Xira was already instituted, and Ayin Taisa brings from Rishalmi the Glossa Shalarena Yivusi Matsu Tachsim Zbeach, and Taisa Zias Betema, Shareya Yichin Litar Volame Bru, that Lachari they could have been Matar himself, and why would they be Ma'abed Hashanah? Certainly they could have just done Hazar on the 3rd and 7th day, and you can't say that they were missing the Ephapara, the Ephapara Loy Hayu Chaserim, the Chol Bayis Rishon Omer Lahem, Ephapara Demesha, Kid Omer, and as the Mishnah Masechta Parah teaches us, the Shnia Asa Ezra, that the second Parah Duma was done and was made by Ezra. Hezek states, Vishem Loy Hayu Lamadav Mazum Litar, Ayin Sham, and Lamaisa and Omer Beis, when discussing that the Tzitz is Muratza on Tumah, we didn't clearly define what type of Tumah it's Muratza for, and And Rashi in Masechtas Yuma states that Ben Sheyesh al Mitzvah shel Kohen Gadol kashi'ira tum al karbon, when the tumah occurred and the karbon became tamei. When discussing the tzitz being ratzah, we're discussing the time when the karbon actually became tamei. However, Ayin Yad Ramah, who explains that the tzitz is ratzah at the time that the kohen brings his karbon and the karbon or the kohen was tamei. Keep in mind that we also didn't define the concept of tumah hutra b'tzibah clearly, as Lemaisa Tosis explains that the concept of tumah hutra b'tzibah is not necessarily only in regard to a karbon pesach, which the whole tzibah is bringing, and if rei b'tzibah is tamei, then there's a question of tumah hutra b'tzibah, tumah dchui b'tzibah. But Zak Tosis in adav toli b'tzibah can I mean in parakat tziyulai, and as we know that the pariyam and kapurim v'chavite kohen gadol u'pesach, which are all karbonis yachid v'deichin shabbos v'tumah u'parim dal shel tzibah u'sira avedizar v'chagiga the karbon tzibahim ve'in deichin, and those are not deicha. And therefore, Tosis clarifies that the losha of tumah hutra b'tzibah means elin nekoyt high klal b'yotcha that kol shes zman kavua deicha v'afilu yachid v'chol she'in zman kavua in deicha v'afilu tzibar ayin sham and ayin emiru states shem hoy roiv tzibah tmeim oya kriyim oy kli sharis tmeim oisim pesach b'tumah ve'in dochel pesach sheni ela oisim kulim b'tumah tmeim im tayim ve'in atayim nizarim behem ela oisim akol b'tumah v'chein adin b'chol karbon hamoydays hoyol v'yesh lehem zman kavua v'shaitim oy veres ayin sham, and we will stop over here.